Kyle, good morning. It's 1 minute past 10 o'clock here on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder, which means it is time for Route 78 West, generally with Ukulele Loki and Uncle Jeff, but we are Uncle Jeffless. If you listened to the show last week, he retired, but not from the radio show. A lot of people are confused about that. He retired from work, and now he's off lazing down a river, which is the best thing to do when you're on a river, according to Huck. But we do have a special guest in the studio today, our good friend from over there at KGNU, Doc Martin. Hello to the good doctor. How are you this morning?
Mighty fine and a great big howdy, Loki. It's a pleasure to be in the house with you this morning.
I'm glad to have you. You know, if early indicators are showing anything, it's going to be a really hot day today because it's only 10 o'clock and it's already a scorcher. So I figured we'd probably start things off with some foywilling in the Rite of the Purple Sage and get a little cool water in this show. And we'll see where we go from there. I understand you brought in some oldies.
You got it. That's awesome. All I ever carry is oldies.
That's great. See, you know, Uncle Jeff sometimes likes to get real contemporary, you know, with music from like the 60s up through now. And I like to play a lot of stuff from the 30s and 40s. And I know Doc does too. So we'll probably do a lot of that. And then I think I will also at some point, you know, scatter the show with some sprinklings of local bands just because the Denver Post had their big showcase this weekend. I know local music is on a lot of people's brains.
I did bring some post-60s if we should feel the urge.
If we want to get real contemporary,
yeah,
we can do that. Here's some music again from Foy Willing and the Rider of the Purple Sage on Route 78 West.
Water, water, cool. All day I faced a barren way without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Ann and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Cool water. Clear water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he's pressed the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water.
But with the dawn I wake and yawn and carry on to water.
Cool water,
clear
water,
keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he's pressed the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water.
Cool water. But way up there you'll hear our prayer and show. That big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me.
Sing the songs in the cowboy band. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the dogies go, cause I learned them all on the radio.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, he's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and he plays the fiddle in the cowboy band. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, he's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and he calls the dance in the cowboy band.
Do-si-do all around your park, swing that gal till she gets tarred, alimenta left in your own backyard.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, he's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and he plays guitar in the cowboy band. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, he's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and he plays the bass in the cowboy band.
Whoopee-tie-i-o, rockin' to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lonely jimpson weed, back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rockin' to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again. ¶¶
shining plow. Patanale, rice and gravy, filet gumbo, possum up a gum stump, come a cup of coffee and Julie Blonde. In cotton, come a savant, black coffee, soda poppy, Pancho Rico, Conchi Pancho, well, good morning, and Julie Blonde. Ah, si, si, and oui, oui. I had a 3-0 time up for the range on somebody jumped on out about it instead of only him, somebody else. JK, well, good morning, and Julie Blonde.
I don't think I quite caught that last part, Doc. Can you repeat that lyric?
Something
for
about
me?
the Sody Poppy.
That part.
That's the old pipeliner, Moon Mulligan.
He's riffing there. Yeah, that's cool. And that's one of Doc's picks that he brought in, Jolie Blonde.
Well, I do believe every band was required to do Jolie Blonde at some point. It's just an old-time dance number. And so Moon kind of took it to the next level.
Yeah, it's nice. Making up the words kind of on the spot. Or speaking speaking in tongues.
Something
languages.
Like that. It was a religious experience for me.
Well, I know there's probably some Cajun words in there, but it sounded like there was some Moon's own dialect in there as well. So this is good morning to you all here on Route 78 West. It's 10:15. We're into it with the good Doc Martin, who's a regular offender here on Route 78 West, and also can be caught over there on KGNU on the FM dial. Our friends fighting the good battle against corporate radio on the other side. And you do the honky-tonk
show. I do honky-tonk heroes Saturday mornings, 6 to 9 a.m. if you're up that early. I know some folks are out feeding chickens and burning biscuits. And so that would be the time to tune in. It's kind of a milkman show. Mm-hmm. But
well, you know, I know you're a good and regular listener because you call in frequently. I hate to admit it, though. The only time I catch your show is when I haven't been to bed yet.
Well, that's good. That's the only way to listen.
But Doc does a great show, and since I can't seem to get up quite that early, we bring him in here so we can hear his picks. And I guess we're going to take it into a... Oh, I guess we should talk about what we played in that last set. What did we play in the last set? We had a kind of a cowboy thing.
Yeah, we went out on the range for a bit.
Mm-hmm. We had Gene Autry there with Back in the Saddle again, and before that, you brought in the Sons of the Pioneer. Where's that one from?
That's a found object.
Okay.
A lot of my stuff is found. I just collect it up, and I think it was on the Rhino. It was a Rhino box set, Songs of the West.
It's I an remember old that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that set. And then we kicked it all off with a real scratchy Foy Wheeling and the Riders of the Purple Sage, transcribed from 78 by our good friend Uncle Jeff, who's not here this week. And that was Cool Water, because I think you guys should be drinking some of that today. Until it's beer o'clock, and then you can pop a cold one.
What time does beer o'clock come around?
You know, it's different for each time zone, for all practitioners. So, you know, if it's beer o'clock for you, that's your preference. It is 10:16 in the morning on a Sunday, so for what it means to you, take it there.
Just order it without the umbrella. You're okay there.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
you wanted to get into a swinging zone?
You want to do a little swing? Let's do some swing.
Okay. You wanted to do this Bob Wills here, Take Me Back to Tulsa. This is that great box set, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've just about worn the corners off that box set, too.
Very cool.
Dragging it around. Bob Wills and those mighty Texas Playboys going back between 1931 1941. This is when the band was the tightest before they'd gotten broken up by the war. And let's just do it.
The Fat Boy Rag. Here it goes.
Yeah.
Fat Boy Rag. On now. Thank you.
back ride. Let me ride the blind. I asked the brakeman to let me ride the blind. He said, little girly, you know this train ain't mine.
Thank you.
big butter and egg, man. Thanks, Doc. You
can't miss with that,
stuff.
Huh? I think it's the humidity here in the basement that has directed us in this direction.
I'm glad you found your way down here okay, because I just tell people, come down past the loading dock that smells like pee, then walk past the garbage cans that smell like garbage, and then when you get to the vampires and the bats, you're getting near, and then just keep on foraging through the cobwebs, and then you'll find our little basement.
You've got Spanish moss growing down here, too.
I know, it's amazing. Yeah, well, we did have a flood back a few weeks ago when we had that nasty hailstorm that clogged up all the drain pipes. Okay. So some of the records got a little wet, but I think we managed to take good care of everything.
Good
but
deal.
It still smells a little swampy down here, so thanks for suffering through it with us.
Oh, no. It's just when we get into these southern, deep south sounds, you know, I'm always reminded of, like, say, Hot Springs, Arkansas, mid-August, and ceiling fan rolling as you soak a
just
cotton
sort of,
sheet trying to stay cool.
Just sort of moving the air past your body and you try to wipe it off as it passes. This is Route 78 West, where we tend to play honky-tonk and western swing, but not exclusively and certainly not to the exclusion of good jazz and blues, because it's all connected, especially if you
of
go
course.
Back far enough. So, Doc, tell us about some of the great stuff.
Well, the
you just
Bob Wills was what kind of got us off in the jazz direction. Bob was a jazz man.
Sure.
He was the big butter and egg man, and playing pop music of the 20s and 30s. I forget the name of the tune we played.
Western swinging style.
Big Beaver.
No.
Wasn't it? No.
No, you got Big Beaver on the brain, Doc, but
yeah,
that's not what we played. It was a rag. No.
No, it was not Take Me Back to
Tulsa. That was the name of the box set. Oh, it all falls apart. Jeff, where are you, Uncle Jeff? No, I know. If you hand me the cover, I know the approximate location. It was a rag.
It was a rag. We'll
it was a rag. It was Bob Wills playing a rag.
Of course, now I've...
Something raggy. But
Something raggy. But the Fat Boy rag. No, it was not the
Fat
Boy rag.
Yeah, it was the Fat Boy
rag. The Fat Boy rag. Thank
it.
You, which is very similar to Big Beaver. And that's...
There you go. Fat Boy rag from Bob Wills. And then we took a turn and went further into the south.
With Buck Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And,
tell us about
that. Well, this is recorded back in 1944, and that was the St. Louis Blues. And that's about all I know about that. The photograph on the inside of the CD shows a very hot room. And with wood walls, giving it that great sound.
Very cool.
So, there
and
you
then
go.
You brought in this great disc of Sorry But I Can't Take You, Women's Railroad Blues. And from that we played Freight Train. Was it the Trixie Smith?
Trixie Smith.
Yeah, Trixie Smith version of that. And I don't know, I kind of want to stay in sort of a jazzy vein for a while, but I want to play another guy from the south. I got a little something from Hoagy Carmichael. You were telling something about Hoagy and his piano playing.
Well, Hoagy's actually a Hoosier. He's above the Mason-Dixon line just
a
little
bit.
So
he's not a real southerner. They don't consider him. He was just a poser in those films.
No, he was not a poser. Certainly not a poser. I mean, the way he hangs that toothpick so correctly with the cigarette on the other side, I don't think he's posing. He's just from southern Indiana.
There you go.
And,
whatever it is, I'm a big fan of Hoagy. But tell us
Hoagy is self-taught. He's a self-taught pianist.
Get out of here. All the good ones are.
And decided, I guess, after his career was underway that maybe he should get some piano lessons, and went in and hired an instructor, and the instructor watched him play a little while and couldn't teach him anything. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Well, you know what George Gershwin said to Ethel Merman the first time they put her out on stage. She made it to about the middle of... made it to the middle of the show, intermission. He came back and said, "Do you have any idea what you're doing?" And she said, "No, I don't." He said, "Good, don't ever take a singing lesson," because she was belting and it was great. So, anyways, let's hop in. Listen to a little bit of Hoagy Carmichael here on Radio 1190's Route 78 West, and we'll see where we go from there.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, Georgia on my mind. Each day, Georgia, a song of you comes a sweet and clear as moonlight through the pine. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, my beautiful Georgia. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Thank you. I got a little mama, got a long tall mama too. I ain't a gonna tell my little mama what my long tall mama can do. Dee-o-de-dee-dee. She rubbed my back with alcohol just to cure my cough. She rubbed my back with alcohol just to cure my cough. Lord, I laughed and broke my neck trying to lick the alcohol off. Dee-o-de-dee. Pick that thing, boy, pick it. When it comes meal time, I can't eat a bite. When it's meal time, Lord, I can't eat a bite. Wondering which mama is gonna be just too tight. My little mama is good, but she's too darn stout. My little mama's good, Lordy, but she's too darn stout. She puts ashes in her bed just to keep from slipping out. Deodorant, lady, deodorant. If you treat a woman rough, it makes her hang around. Brother, treat them rough, they'll always hang around. She comes right back for more with a little head bowed down. Deodorant, I'm a square shooting papa, one of the do-right kind. I'm a square shooting papa, one of the do-right kind. All my women love me, 'cause I'm always there on time. Deodorant,
yeah, there's something about following Hawaiian music with Jimmy Rogers. It just seemed to make sense, the yodeling.
It works.
Yeah. Oh, I thought so. So tell me definitely about that song, Jim, that Jimmy Rogers tune there, Doc.
What do I know about it?
He had a different theory on I don't know, courtship.
Well, yes,
treat her
yes,
rough,
he
she'll
did.
Come back with her little head bowed down.
I didn't like that line, but I did like the alcohol on the back. I've been there, done that, you know.
And almost broke my neck trying to lick it off.
That's like I stepped out for a cigar reached out for
a cigar.
Yeah.
I went out for a cigar. No,
went down for a cigar.
Yeah, went down for a cigar, and someone
stepped on
my
hand.
Finger.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Why my guitar playing so bad. I use as an excuse. But yeah, but, no, I was hanging out in Prague, and this English guy told me in his British accent that same sentiment. He's like, treat her mean and keep her keen. And I said, no. I'm more of a kind of a roses and champagne guy. That seems to work for me.
Yeah. So here we go. All right, romance tips from Dr. Martin and Uncle Loki here.
Yeah.
For real. Ukulele Loki. Pardon me. I'm getting all the names mixed up. I've called you something too, but I won't say it on the. No.
Can't go
Webmaster Doc. Jay in the house.
He's here too. Uncle Jeff is down on the river having a good big time after graduating.
He did. He graduated.
You can tell I'm permanently in the college frame of mind. Yeah. But Uncle Jeff just retired from work. He put in his years, and now he's off enjoying himself on the river. So we're doing a show without him, and we're having a mighty fine time.
We're playing all the things that would drive Uncle Jeff crazy, probably.
Well, I don't know, they don't necessarily drive him crazy, but we certainly haven't played much country, though. We're finding that bridge, and we'll bring it back. But we had some nice Hawaiian stuff that you brought in, Doc. That's
from the R. Crumbs collection.
Okay.
And he puts these out every so often, and I'll stumble across them and go, why didn't this come through the new bin? But...
story of my life here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, why isn't this coming to the station? But he's got a pretty impressive 78 collection, and we'll put things together. And that was from, it. I believe it's titled Exotic Women. And it's one of the ukulele tunes, and you have it there in front of you. I can't remember her name.
Emma Bush with Johnny Noble and his Hawaiian, and then you've...
Hawaiian Melody Makers.
You've sheared this off here, Doc. Your printer did a bad job, but it's Hawaiian... Hawaiian something. Melody Makers, you think?
Yes, I think
we'll
it's
go
the
with
Melody
that,
Makers.
Because there's very few people that'll call us on that, and we'd appreciate the call anyways. Because usually the people that know also have cool records. Which reminds me that if you do have some cool records you'd like to ship our way, we're always looking for material, and you can get in touch with us through our website at Route78West.com. What else did we have in that last set? It's been a long time ago as we look to Jay.
Hoagie. Began
right.
It with
we started
Georgia.
Off with Hoagie Carmichael doing Georgia. Really nice version of that, which to me just is a great lazy Sunday kind of song.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there was one more in there, and I've completely neglected it. We get down here. I don't see Loki very often, and so we get to talking and telling stories.
We play music.
It's
all we can do to keep the records going. But, you know, the Jimmy Rogers stuff, we talked about the country, we're getting into some blues and jazz, and I like to connect those dots, and who better to do that than some Skip James, so we'll go ahead and play some of these legends of country blues. I got a Skip James here, and then...
I brought in the Robert Johnson, too, because that's
Let's go there, too.
Yeah, that's a side of country, and country, I believe they call it country blues. And
imagine that.
It's just
name.
It's just at the time I think everybody was playing out of the same basket and borrowing from each other, and that's why English sociologists couldn't trace the old folk tunes into the Appalachians because the radio got there before the archivists did, and so guys were borrowing things from all over and making their own songs and.
And hence, American music was born.
Oh, baby. The best stuff, huh?
Well, let's go ahead and play 4 o'clock blues here. Getting a little Skip James. We got some Robert Johnson coming up, and we'll just see where we go here on Radio 1190's Route 78 West.
Goodbye, my darling, and I'll see you well.
evil have I done? What evil have the poor girl done? Yeah, did I love my poor girl, but you broke my wine and chain. Yeah, did I love my pornograph, but you have broke my wine and chain. And you taking my loving, and you gave it to your other man. And we played it on the sofa, and we played it side the wall. And we played it on the sofa, and we played it side the wall. But boy, my needles have got rusted, and it will not play at all. Be that I love my poor friend, babe, I'm bound to lose my mind. Be that I love my poor friend, and I'm bound to lose my mind. Why don't you bring your clothes back home, baby, and try me one more time. Baby, it won't stay alone somewhere. My little pornograph, and it won't stay alone somewhere. What evil have I done? What evil have the poor girl done? Not be adverse, won't you bring your clothes back home? The address, won't you bring your clothes back home? I want to ride your little pornograph just to have your little motor mall.